Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Every time they were sure that you called.
Terry with Jim Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. They have locations in Fort Collins, Loveland, Lafayette, Broomfield, Cheyenne. Whether you're kayaking, hiking, hunting, camping, even grilling, they can take care of all your needs. Stop in. Tell them you heard about them right here on Terry with Jim Outdoors. Let's go to the phones. And joining us from Colorado Parks and Wildlife is Lucas Clancy. Good morning, Lucas.
How are you?
You know, I'm doing well. Where are you calling us from? Are you in the Front Range area, or are you down in the Southwest today?
Yeah, you know, I'm actually up in Denver today, but I work out of the Durango office down Southwest Colorado.
You got a little snow there, too, I heard, this last few days, but I bet you're going to get some nice weather. You guys get... down in Durango, people don't understand because of that. You're close to Gunnison and all those places. You get a lot of nice weather in the winter, don't you?
We generally do. You know, it's the last few years we've had pretty dry weather, but occasionally, you know, the mountains all around will set us up for some really good storms. So,
now your position with Colorado Parks and Wildlife is bear education and outreach. It's a fairly new position, I think, that's been created over the last couple of years. There's no secret that Colorado has a very robust bear population. We've also had a human population increase, and a lot of people want to live further and further into the outdoors, whether it's up, you know, out on the plains or up in the foothills or the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And as we do that, we see more bear interaction, even in towns. So your position was kind of created to help mitigate that. Tell us about your position and some of the things you do.
Yeah, so, you know, just like you said, we've had that increase in human-bear interaction. So my whole goal is to help the agency be a little more proactive than reactive in these situations, and, you know, teach those people that maybe came from other areas of the country or other areas of the state where they don't have as many bears around. Teach them how to be bear safe and really get the community engaged. And so hopefully we can stop a lot of those issues before they happen. So that's the main point.
What are some of the tools you use to do that? What do you do? Go to schools? What do you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we really try to do everything we can. So getting out in the media, so we do a lot of interviews, we do video series, we go into schools, give talks at summer camps, and then, you know, we also go door to door a lot of times. So we'll get volunteers together, and if we have a neighborhood or subdivision that's really, you know, we're starting to see a bunch of bear issues in, we'll actually go out there and spend the whole day or a few days talking to as many people as we can. You know, some of those conversations are 30 seconds, some of them are 10, 15 minutes. You know, really just educating people on what they can do to make their home safe and the practices they can start to use to really, you know, make sure that nothing happens with bears in that area. So we do a lot of things as much as we can.
A lot of people move to Colorado or move further outdoors in Colorado because they love the outdoors and they love viewing wildlife. The problem we have is that if bears get conditioned to associating people with food, it not only becomes dangerous to people, but it becomes very dangerous to the bears, where they can end up having to be euthanized. You told me an interesting finding you've had as you've been studying this, and that's that you found that as people build and get further into the bear habitat, the bears get lazier and actually reproduce more. Is that right?
Yeah, so there have been some studies, and that study was done around Tahoe, Lake Tahoe in California. But yeah, you know, bears, if they have easy access to food, they're going to take it. So, you know, I sometimes refer to them as being lazy, even though they're not really lazy, but they're opportunistic. They'll take the highest amount of calories they can get in the easiest way. If they have the choice between going and foraging on acorns all day or getting into one trash can that has the same amount of calories or one bird feeder that has the same amount of calories as they would get in the wild, they're going to go for that. It's easy, and then they don't have to expend as much work. And so, it's definitely true. You know, the more food we provide to them, it changes their natural behavior. And it's really, really bad for the bears. It makes them lose that, you know, that natural instinct they have. And then, again, like you said, it brings them closer to us and creates those dangerous situations.
Well, I think sometimes people forget how dangerous and wild. Now, black bears tend to be timid, and they try to avoid human contact. But once they associate people with food, I got to share a story of this happened many years ago. A friend of mine in Parks and Wildlife shared it with me. A lady had just moved up into a subdivision in the mountains. And she called Parks and Wildlife, and she said, come and get your bear. It's in my backyard. and the guy on the phone said, I'm sorry, ma'am, but you're in his backyard. But we forget. As you do these education and studies and people interaction, I want to talk to you about things people can do if they do have bears. But what are, you know, we hear over and over again about bird feeders, about garbage, about barbecue grills, dog food. What are some of the more common things that you're surprised people don't understand about bears and some of the misconceptions maybe you have to correct?
Yeah. One of the main things that people need to realize is how smart they are. So that's the number one thing. Bears are extremely smart animals, and they have great memories. So if they get food from your property, they're likely going to come back. It might not be that next night. It might not even be for a while, but they will probably come back to your property. And they remember where they get food year to year as well. And so that's one thing, is to always be aware. You know, they're really smart. They'll remember that. And then they also can figure out how to get into a lot of different things. You know, people think that they're not very athletic or they're not very agile, but they really are. They can climb up to, you know, second story porches, decks, things like that. They can open up doors. We've seen time and time again bears that have learned to open up car doors because they get food from a car one time, and then they're just so determined to get into that car, they'll figure out how to open up your door. You know, lever style handles on houses, if someone leaves their front door unlocked, they'll get into that, and they're just amazingly smart and agile.
Now, if I do have a bear issue, and we've got a few minutes left, I want to address this. You do have some mitigation. What should I do if a bear shows up on my property? And then if it looks like it's coming back or an issue, what should I do then? Kind of take us through that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so number one, we want to make that bear uncomfortable. That's the biggest thing to remember. So ways to do that. Number one, clean up all of your attractants. So if it's coming onto your property and it's knocking down your bird feeder every night, take that in. If it's getting into your trash, secure that. So secure whatever attractant is drawing that bear in. Number two, make it uncomfortable by yelling at it. Feel free to throw rocks at it, bang pots and pans together, whatever we can do to scare them off. We don't want them to be comfortable coming back. And now another thing that we've started is we have a new tracking system as well. So if anyone has the time, even if you just see a bear walking through your property or walking through your neighborhood, give your local Colorado Parks and Wildlife office a call, and we track all those entries. And so it helps us better understand where bears are moving and things like that. And then we can also offer you good advice. We can, if we have the manning, we'll maybe try to send someone out to your area, your property, to look at the situation. We have a lot of different things we can do if you just give us a call. And unfortunately, a lot of times we only get calls after the bear becomes a really big problem. And then, like I said, they're so smart that they will continue to repeat that behavior if they've learned it. So if we can get calls early, we have a lot of different things we can do to make sure that bear doesn't want to come back.
Yeah, depending on the situation you've shared with me, you've got things, everything from bear spray to rubber buckshot to making pepper barrels and to even mats with little spikes in them. We don't have time to go into a lot of details, but if people call you, is there information on the web on some of this stuff?
Absolutely. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife website has a ton of great info. If you go under the Learn tab, you'll see a section for Living with Wildlife, and that has all sorts of awesome information, not only on living with bears, but living with lions, living with raccoons, all sorts of different stuff. And it goes into how you can make some of your own deterrents, and it's definitely a good resource to look at if you live in bear country.
Lucas, we're out of time, but great information. Continue the good work. We want a healthy bear population here. We just want to mitigate human interaction. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you having me.
You bet. That's Lucas Clancy from Parks and Wildlife. We'll take a quick time out. By the way, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you by Jack's Outdoors. They've got locations up and down the Front Range. Stop by one of them before you head outdoors. And when we come back, we'll talk to you about licenses and those affected by the fires on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.